And again, this message is by Elder Vaughn Morton. The title of the message is The Spirit of Repentance. We're going to be hearing the first half tonight. And once again, we want to thank Brother Sean and Brother Jacob for being so diligent to help us in downloading these messages into our system. Let's go ahead and begin to play the first half of this message now.
Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord together. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's love the Lord God Almighty. Let's love the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It is an honor to be here tonight with Brother and Sister Holmes and their family, and this home church. God bless them. I appreciate so much the Holmes family and this local church and having this camp meeting year after year. It has been 3 or 4 years, I think, since I have been here. Not because I didn't want to be, but it's just duty calls. But we're happy to be here tonight. It's good to see many, many visiting ministers and their families here tonight. And this is the first night of camp meeting, and I'm looking forward to every service. I plan on being in every service. I don't want to miss one service. But we wanted to start right tonight, and I believe it has. I appreciate the good presence of God that we feel here right now. You folks are here, and many of you are away from your churches. You pastors are away from your churches on this weekend because you're hungry for God, and you want a move of God in your heart. And we pastors, we preachers, we evangelists, whatever we are in the ministry, we need a move of God in our hearts. And our churches will never rise above what we are. And if anybody needs revival, it is us, the preachers of the apostolic movement. We need a revival. And we're going to pray right now, not just for this service tonight, but for every service, for the service in the morning and tomorrow night and Monday morning and Monday night and Tuesday night. Oh, hear me tonight. We've got to have a move of God. Something has got to happen in our apostolic ranks. We need revival. We need revival. And we need evangelism. Oh, let's pray together that God would move in our midst. Oh, let's pray. Let's pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's call upon the Lord right now. Everybody praying, everybody seeking God, everybody calling on the Lord. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. Itabahashata katabahasaya. Indala kataboriyasata katabahasaya. Glory to God, glory to God. Praise God. We have not come here tonight to sermonize. We have not come here tonight with just mere words. But we come here tonight with a burden. We come here tonight with a concern for the apostolic church, for the Jesus name church. There's no need tonight to preach to the denominational world. They're not here. There's no need to preach to the rest of Pentecost that's not here tonight. This service is designed for us, for me, for you. And I hope that we're not here tonight to just behold this beautiful building and thank God for this beautiful building and thank God for this good work that's going on here in Little Rock. But oh, let us be here tonight, and not just tonight, but in every service. Let us be here to hear from God, for something to happen in our hearts, that we may take it to our homes, that we may take it back to our home church, that revival would spread like fire among the apostolic churches, and it would turn into a great time of evangelism and reaping a harvest of souls. Jesus is coming! 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 It's no time to be playing church! It's no time to be playing patty cake! It's time to have church! It's time to have revival! It's time to have a move of God! Let's lift our hands and pray again! Let's lift our hands and pray again! Itabo shata katabahasaya. Itabo shandarabahasaya. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. I would invite you tonight to open your Bible to 1 John chapter 1. And then from there, we will go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I'm going to start in 1 John chapter 1 and with verse 4. And this is Brother John writing to the church. This is not written to sinners. This is written to the church. And what I'm going to preach tonight is so elementary. It's so simple that if we're not careful when I'm through, we will say, what did he say? Because it's so simple, and it's so elementary. But this is what I feel in my heart tonight. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him, not them, but him, is no darkness at all. For if we say that we have fellowship with him, not them, but him, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood, thank God for the blood, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us. His blood cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins. This scripture is written to the church, to Jesus' name apostolic folks just like us. Now we use this scripture and we preach to the unsaved, but this is written to the church. Said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let's ask God to move in this place tonight. Glory to God, glory to God. Itabo shata katabahasaya. Indalaboria sata katabaho shandalabahasaya. Indala kataboria sandala kotoroboho sandalabahasaya. Oh God, we've got to have a move of God. Come on, folks, let's pray. We've got to have a move of God. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. You may be seated. Second Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, we are the people of the name. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. God says, if they will humble themselves, and if they will pray, and if they will seek my face. There's a difference in just praying and seeking his face. And turn from their wicked ways. He said, then will I, God, hear from heaven. I will hear you if you'll humble yourself, if you'll pray, if you'll seek my face, if you'll turn from your wicked ways. He said, and when I hear you, he said, and I will forgive their sin. I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. My subject tonight is just simply this. The spirit of repentance. The spirit of repentance. And I want to say tonight, I am preaching to us. I didn't say to you, I said to us. Because I feel like as God dealt with me about this, he was not just dealing with me to preach this to you, but he was dealing with me. God starts with the preacher. And maybe tonight I'm just preaching to me. I have preached, and you preachers know what I'm talking about. I have preached, and in the midst of my preaching, I've stopped as the people have worshiped God. And I've thought, this is for me. God is talking to me. God is talking to me. God forbid that we preachers ever come to the place that we feel like that we're doing the preaching and it's just for them. It's not for me. Preaching starts at home. Preaching starts in the preacher's heart. And I want to talk tonight to us about the spirit of repentance. If we're going to be saved, and that's what we're doing here tonight, and that's what this is all about tonight, is being saved. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. I'm in this tonight not just because I'm a preacher. I was in this before I was a preacher. I wasn't born and raised in Pentecost. I wasn't born and raised in a Jesus name home. God found me when I was just a young man in sin. I didn't know anything about apostolic Pentecost. I didn't know anything about God. I just believed there was a God. But I got into this because God dealt with me. Because I realized I was a sinner and I needed God. And I got into this because I believed there's a hell. And I was going to hell. And I was lost without God, and I needed God. I remember when God began to deal with me. God began to talk to me. And I got into this because I was lost. My first trip to the altar, I repented of my sins. I asked God to forgive me. And if we're going to be saved in the end, and that's what this is all about. I'm in this, first of all, not because I'm a preacher, but because I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven. I'm telling you, just because I'm an apostolic preacher doesn't mean I'm going to be saved. saved. If we're going to be saved in the end, we have got to have the spirit of repentance. We have got to have the spirit of repentance. We've got to have the spirit of repentance. We've got to have the spirit of repentance. Oh, let's raise our hands and worship God. I want the spirit of repentance to work here tonight. Glory to God, glory to God. I pray to God tonight, if there's anything in my spirit that's not right, if there's anything in my heart that's not right, if there's anything in my home that's not right, if there's anything in my life that's not right, I want God to convict me tonight. I want God to talk to my heart tonight. I want to be saved. And I cannot be saved if I don't have the spirit of repentance. I want the spirit of I want to be right. I want the spirit of I want to change. I want the spirit of if I get convicted, I'll get rid of it, whatever rid of it is. I'm telling you, saints of God and preachers alike and young people that's here, there's got to be a spirit of repentance in this place tonight. God has dealt with me about the spirit of repentance. And if God has dealt with me about the spirit of repentance, that makes me to know there's people here tonight that need to repent. Remember, I'm not just talking to the sinner. I'm talking to backsliders. I'm talking to preachers. Preachers, listen to me tonight. On bended knees, if we need to repent, let's repent. Church is not what it ought to be because we need to repent. We need to get some things right with God. We preachers are not too big to be preached to and to be dealt with. Let's worship God. And I realize when you talk like I'm talking, some will say, well, now, he shouldn't be preaching to preachers in a mixed multitude. Wait till Monday. Well, I'll be back Monday. But I am telling you, saints are not dumb. And saints need to see us preachers fall prostrate before God. Oh, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, will repent. We've got to have the spirit of repentance. The first step to God is in Acts 2:38. The first step is repent. And most of the time we just go on. And we get excited, and we should, about repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we should. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we should. But I want to go back to the first step tonight. I want to go back to repentance. The first step to coming to God is we must repent. And I want to tell you, if we're going to be saved in the end, I'm talking about the end, we must maintain a spirit of repentance. Remember when God got a hold of us when we were sinners? Remember when God dealt with us when we were lost and without hope? I can remember a young man. I can remember walking in the yard in the darkness of the night. I remember tossing on my bed and God's dealing with me in an unsaved home where sin was. And God was dealing with me. I remember going to the Pentecostal church, and they were singing those old songs of Zion. Everybody will be happy over there. And when the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. And what a gathering of the faithful that will be. And those Holy Ghost people were singing in the Holy Ghost. And God began to deal with me. I never forgot about it. I remember the night I made my way to that old-fashioned altar and poured out my heart to God. God has been dealing with me of late. If I'm going to be saved, I've got to maintain that spirit. I've got to have that spirit. And I remember I remember I made such a change. I repented and got the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus' name. And I made such a change that my mother and father got alarmed. They got alarmed about it because I made such a change. I'm telling you, when I repented, I was playing on the high school football team. I was playing on the high school basketball team. I was on the track team. I'm telling you, when I repented of my sins, God dealt with me. I walked away from all that. Coaches call me. Teachers talk to me. Buddies talk to me. But I'm telling you, the spirit of repentance was in my heart. I wanted to do what was right. I just wanted to do what was right. God was convicting me. We've got to get back to that. We've got to get back to wanting to do what's right. Let's let God deal with us. Let's let God talk to us. Let's let God convict us. Let's let God talk to us. Glory to God. Itabo Shandala Bahasaya. Oh God. Oh God. I remember. Man, I tell you what. I went overboard. And I'll tell you something else. We that's been in the church for some time, we need to listen to the testimonies of new converts. Because they're fresh out of the world. And God convicts them and deals with them and they lay things down. How dare we to tell you them, oh, that's all right. If God deals with them and convicts them, let it go. We need some of that conviction in the church. We need conviction. We need the spirit of repentance. Repentance, just simply putting it, means to be sorry for our sins. To feel guilt for our sins. I'm going to tell you what's really bugging me and what's really bothering me. I ain't never seen it like it is today. I ain't never seen it like it is today. I've been pastoring, I don't know, I think too long sometime. I've been at this last place 33 and a half years. I went there 33 and a half years ago, and they said, oh, he won't be there long. He'll leave. And after 33 and a half years, if I leave, they'll say, I told you he'd leave. But I ain't never seen it like it's been in the last few years. Never, never. And I'm trying to have a clean church. I'm trying to preach against sin. Not just preach against it, but enforce it. These things the Bible said, teach and command. I'm teaching it, preaching it, and commanding it. I'm doing the best that I can. But I've never seen sin like it is. So bold, so brazen. No fear of God. We need a baptism of old-fashioned fear of God. I said we need a baptism of old-fashioned fear of God. Oh, God, convict us. Repentance means to feel guilty for our sins. I'm telling you, I've never seen it like it is. Saints that can just say and do and go and sin and hypocrisy and just go on dressing like and acting like a Pentecostal and coming to church like it is nothing. We need the Spirit. And I know that some of you preachers, you're preaching till you're blue in the face. And you're trying to get people to change. And you're about to pull your hair out. I'm telling you, what we need to pray for is for a spirit of repentance to come to our churches. We can preach, we can teach, we can deal with it, but it's never going to happen until a spirit of repentance comes into our churches and people feel guilty for their sins. I realize that God's got a church. Everybody's not backslid. There's people living for God, but I've never seen so much hypocrisy. Repentance means to feel regret for sin. Oh, the joy! The joy that true repentance brings to our soul. There ain't nothing like true repentance. There ain't nothing like when you make a mistake or you fall short, you do something wrong, or you say something wrong, or whatever, and you're convicted, and there ain't nothing like really praying it through. And there's folks here tonight, and in your heart you're thinking, something is wrong inside of me. You're here thinking, I've got to find the answer in this camp meeting. You're saying, I can't go on like I'm going on. This is the answer. It's so simple that if we're not careful, we're going to miss it. It's so elementary that we're going to miss it. Oh, 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 oh. There's nothing like praying through. There's nothing like, God, I'm sorry. God, forgive me. Now, let me clarify something right here, right now. There's some folks in our churches, and every church has probably got them. Every time the altar's open, they're in the altar beating their head on the altar, and they're not even the ones that need to be there. Well, those that need to be there, they're praying with somebody else or are following around. And the person that's really living for God and doing what's right, they're there praying and crying and trying to get right, and they can't get no more right than they are. I'm saying we ain't supposed to do that every time we come to church. But when we do need to do it, we need to do it. And we need to do it right. Oh, God, let the spirit of repentance come into this house tonight. The spirit of repentance brings liberty to dance. The spirit of repentance brings liberty to run. The spirit of repentance brings liberty to speak in tongues. Oh, let's worship God tonight. God, let the spirit of repentance come. Let the spirit of repentance come. Let the spirit of repentance come. Glory to God. Oh, the joy of making things right. I'm talking about true repentance. Just going to the altar is not true repentance. And the reason that some folks, hear me now, are in and out of the church is because they don't have the spirit of true repentance. I'm talking about true repentance. And we've got to change our ways. It's more than just going and crying at the altar and a few folks praying around us. And I'm going to tell you, there's some folks around my place, I ain't praying with them no more. Because they don't change their ways. And when you don't change your ways, it's not real repentance. Oh, let's give the Lord a good hand clap tonight. Glory. In Luke chapter 11, Jesus taught, he taught true repentance. He said, when you pray, Jesus said that. Not if you pray, but when you pray. He said, when you pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And Jesus taught this, and forgive us our sins. Every time we come to God, we need to praise Him and worship Him and love Him. But oh, we need to pray, God, forgive me of my faults, my failures, my sins, my shortcomings, whatever it is, God. Oh, God, cleanse me from presumptuous sins. Cleanse me from my spirit. Cleanse me from myself. Oh, let's seek the Lord right now. Oh, let's seek the Lord. Oh, God, deal with my soul. Deal with my soul. Deal with my soul. Jesus was teaching that we should have the spirit of true repentance. I'll tell you what my prayer is, and I was praying it today. I was praying, oh God, I try to pray it every day. I said, oh God, I pray for my children. I pray for my grandchildren. I pray, God, that they will have the spirit of repentance and that they will have the spirit of prayer. I'm going to tell you, if our children and our children's children, if they will have the spirit of repentance, they'll be all right. Oh, but when they don't have the spirit of repentance, when they don't have the spirit of prayer, they're not going to be saved. Oh, there's too many in Pentecost, not just young people, not just children, but adults that's just going through the motion. Look like a Pentecost. Know when to come, know when to go, know when to stand, know when to sit. But it's just become a habit, but there's no spirit in it. Oh, we've got to get the spirit in it. We've got to get the spirit in it. We need to be full of the Holy Ghost, tongue talking full of the Holy Ghost. And it all starts with repentance. It all starts with repentance. It all starts with repentance.
Praise God, praise God. That was some tremendous preaching that we heard from Elder Morton tonight. The spirit of repentance. And as you notice, he moved around and hit different points here. It maybe didn't sound like anything related to repentance, but it all ties in together. He spoke about our joy being full, that your joy may be full. When we repent properly, our joy is going to be full. Also, we'll have good fellowship one with another when there's true repentance. He talked about forgiving their sin. The Lord would forgive their sin, and he would heal their land. Also, towards the end, he mentioned something about new converts. We need to listen to the testimonies of new converts. We need to listen to the testimonies of new converts. They have that new, fresh faith after they've repented properly. And on that note, I want to just talk a little bit about one of the very first opening statements he made, which was, we need revival and evangelism. We need revival and evangelism. I can tell you right now that before the conference call, I was out here. There were some ladies that had just finished praying tonight before the conference call. And as I began to talk with them, all of a sudden the talk went over to revival. We ended up having a little revival service in the parking lot tonight with those ladies. We were talking about the great things that the Lord is doing, the great messages that we heard yesterday, and our evangelism prayer meeting that we're having on Saturday mornings. I mentioned the book that Pastor Clark let me read. It's called Orchestrating Revival. And there is something taking a hold. I know I'm using this as a plug to talk about this, but I want you to know, church, there is something great that is developing. God is placing a burden, a desire, a hunger, a need for revival and everything that goes with it. So let's be praying together that the Lord would continue to drop this burden to each and every one of us, because it's going to take everyone in the church. Everyone has a part in it, and we're all going to have revival together. Praise God. Once again, thank you everyone for being on the call tonight. God bless you. Have a great night in Jesus' name, and be praying about revival for Truth Church. God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen.